This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Anthony Brooks.
I'm Madeline Brand. Opening arguments today in a trial that has Hollywood on tenterhooks. It is the trial of private investigator Anthony Pelicano. He faces charges of racketeering and wiretapping. With us now is Los Angeles Times correspondent Greg Krikorian. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
I hear that the witness list includes such luminaries as Chris Rock, Sylvester Stallone, even Farrah Fawcett, lots of Hollywood big names. So tell us why the prosecution has these big names on its list and what the charges are.
The names you just mentioned really are victims of the alleged wiretapping. There are some other people who will also be brought in who will be former clients of Pelicano who will be asked to explain perhaps what they knew about his techniques, shall we say. And the case has been meandering its way through the system for, you know, almost 6 years now. It started off with a threat against a former Los Angeles Times reporter, and that led to a search of Pelicano's offices, and that led to the recovery of a lot of tapes and documents, and that's where we are today.
And essentially, what is the government's case?
Essentially, the government's case is that Pelicano, over a number of years, used a variety of illegal techniques to benefit his clients. In some cases, clients have already come forward and admitted that they knew it. In other cases, most cases, they have said they had no idea what he was doing. And those techniques would include wiretapping, using police sources that he had to access government records, confidential records of individuals, all under the government's theory to benefit Pelicano's clients.
And who are some of those clients?
The most famous person who will actually be tried in a second trial with him is Terry Christensen, who is a very well-known entertainment attorney in Los Angeles, whose clients include Kirk Krikorian and people like that. John McTiernan, who is the director of Die Hard and some other big films, has already pleaded guilty to lying to the FBI about hiring Pelicano to wiretap a former associates. There are people like Mike Ovitz, Brad Gray, Ron Meyer, a lot of other very famous people who used Pelicano on cases but have always maintained that they had no idea he was doing anything illegal.
Now, I understand Pelicano is actually just defending himself.
Yes. It's gone back and forth. For a while, he wanted to defend himself. He did. Some attorneys were brought in to help him. Several weeks back, he decided he wanted to go represent himself.
So it doesn't sound like a wise strategy to defend yourself.
It's a very complicated case. You know, it's got racketeering charges. It's got a number of counts, over 110 counts, I think, still. He had attorneys on his staff, but he maintained that he felt he wanted to do this on his own. Various theories as to why. One is that he didn't feel like he could really ask attorneys to take on a case like this with all the legal expenses when he hasn't really got the money to do it. Other theories is that he just wants to present his own case.
I imagine with all these celebrities and Hollywood bigwigs appearing at the courthouse to testify that it's going to be quite a scene there.
I think that's the case. It hasn't materialized yet, but I have a hard time believing this being Los Angeles and with the history of court cases we have here, high-profile court cases, that we won't have a huge crush of reporters who cover the entertainment industry. The difference here, of course, is that unlike state court, federal court does not allow cameras in the courtroom. Phones and recorders and those sorts of things are confiscated at the door. You can't bring a BlackBerry in the courtroom, anything like that. So that may put a bit of a chill on the coverage, but I think at the very minimum we'll see these folks outside the court, if not inside.
And is the big fear in Hollywood that Pelicano won't be the only one to go down, that he will take some big names with him?
Well, that's a very interesting question. I think that's always been the fear. This has been kind of a case. It's been 2 years since the indictment. Everybody's been assuming that was going to happen. It hasn't happened yet. But in the opening yesterday, when he was questioning the jurors, he was asking the jury kind of rhetorically whether if they ever hired a private investigator, if they would want that private investigator to bend the law on their behalf. And it was a curious phrasing, I think, for a lot of people. Everybody was wondering whether or not that means he's either going to name names, talk about relationships, or perhaps just tell the jury that he always assumed that his clients knew what he was doing.
Thank you, Greg.
You're welcome. Thank you.
That's Greg Krikorian covering the Anthony Pelicano wiretapping trial for the Los Angeles Times.